This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Last night, very difficult night, but thank God what we saw was that even though there were many, many engagements, many, many situations all over the city, at least based on the information we have right now, thank God no loss of life, no major injuries.
That was Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. Welcome to the new America, one that has exploded with massive protests over the death of George Floyd. We saw it 6 days ago where a cop in Minneapolis choked the life out of him with his knee on his neck, and the world recoiled in horror. All kinds of people, white people, of course, black people, Asian people, any ethnic background, pick your choice. Everybody was horrified by what they saw. And as we kick off this week, there were curfews in so many of our top cities. In fact, 20 cities had curfews because of the violence that has ensued. And a lot of the violence has been caused by other groups. So the tense protesting over the death of George Floyd is coming in all different directions, that's for sure. But ground zero for all of this started in Minneapolis. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. In the era of COVID-19, here we go. People unemployed over 35 million. And now this with George Floyd and the reaction and so many saying, and rightfully so, time's up with this. This is crazy where we are in our history. And the timing and what happened is just despicable. Even the Minneapolis police chief who grew up near the area where George Floyd died ultimately, went out to, he said, say a prayer to go and be where he was. And he said, silence and inaction mean you are complacent. That's what he said when he was talking about the three other officers. So the three other officers have not been charged, but a lot of people are saying they should be charged as well because they did nothing to tell their fellow police officer, Chauvin, who was the guy who had his knee on George Floyd's neck, to tap out, buddy. It's enough. He can't breathe. We got him. It didn't happen. Can't put that back in the bottle. Can't reverse time. Can't save his life now. And it's the reaction at this point in our history as to where do we move from here. And the protests have been, in many cases, violent, looting, craziness going on across the country. And then there's been peaceful protests where even the police have marched alongside with the people in the city. I saw that happen in Dallas. While they had some things that happened that were out of control, they also reeled it back in and had peaceful, peaceful protests. Even the president says, listen, people should be able to protest peacefully. Speaking of the president, at one point, because of the siege in Washington, D.C., or the worry with fires starting near the White House, with the D.C. curfew hitting, the president was taken to a bunker for an hour. In Minnesota, 4,100 National Guard and airmen called out because of the situation there. And I'll tell you, the family of George Floyd, boy, if I could give them a virtual hug. I look at the brother, Felonious Floyd, and I mean, seriously, I sat on my couch today. I just got teary-eyed. I mean, I listened to him, and I watched his emotions, and people want to do something. They want to, for lack of a better way to say this, make him feel the love, make him feel better. But how do you do that when that happened to your brother? I have a brother. I can't imagine if I got this phone call. I can't imagine if I was watching, which the Floyd family would have seen, if I was watching anything that had that viral video on it, and I watched my brother die before my eyes, and the rest of the world watched too. So there was a GoFundMe page that was set up. He has children, etc., and they weren't expecting a crazy amount. They weren't even asking for a lot of amount, but I think because people want to do something so badly that over $6 million has been raised for the Floyd family, for the kids, funeral expenses, that, you know, that whole thing. And so many of the donors, it's little amounts. So it's people that are like, hey, I got $5, I got $10, I just feel like I want to do something. I mean, people of all sorts saying, I want to do it, I want to do something. So the horrible protests, many of them in Minneapolis, it seems like it's under control now. It was tumultuous, obviously, on Friday, diverse crowds, mostly peaceful, like I said, in dozens of cities. Even in Minneapolis, they had some horrible things happen in Minneapolis, but then they had some peaceful protests, too, as well. And again, this goes back to what happened just less than a week ago, now almost a week ago, actually, when George Floyd was killed for allegedly floating a $20 counterfeit bill with a buddy, and then the police getting that phone call, and then the rest of how it unfolded. So fires, looting, etc., depends on where we're talking about. In Philadelphia, at least 13 officers were injured. They had peaceful protests, but it turned violent. Four police cars were set on fire right before I came on the air. They had more violence there. They had a Family Dollar store that was ransacked. They closed one of the bridges there, the Ben Franklin Bridge. So they also had fires all over downtown. So they set a curfew, started at 6 o'clock. In Salt Lake City, protesters defied a curfew and the National Guard troops were deployed by the Utah's governor. Demonstrators flipped a police car, lit it on fire. Another car was set on fire. Six people were arrested. A police officer was injured after being struck in the head with a baseball bat. In Los Angeles, protesters chanted Black Lives Matter, neck and neck right there with the police, some of them with shields on. Police used batons to move the crowd back, fired rubber bullets. There was a graffiti-covered police car burned in the street. I was just told by somebody who texted me before I went on, right before we went on the air, that the Lincoln Memorial has been vandalized in some way. There's been graffiti on a lot of Washington buildings and sites and that kind of stuff. And at the top, you heard New York City, Bill de Blasio. There were some dangerous confrontations there. There were two New York police cruisers that went into a crowd of demonstrators. They were pushing a barricade against one of them and pelted it with a whole bunch of different objects. Several people were knocked to the ground. It doesn't look like anyone was hurt, but it looked terrible on video, like somebody really, really was hurt by that. So the situation is not just erupting in Minneapolis. There are protests, like I said, all around the country, and we're going to talk about that certainly. And then coming up, the president reacting to it, what he has to say about it, what some other governors have to say as well, plus COVID-19, the stats. Normally that's where I start. How many have lost their lives, how many have recovered, and how many confirmed cases do we have in this country and globally?
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level level one protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high two layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Mobs are devastating the life's work of good people and destroying their dreams. Right now, America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. And there will be no anarchy.
All right, so that was the president, of course, reacting to what's happening with the protest this past week. Kate Delaney, once again, welcome to the show. I mentioned that he was rushed to the White House bunker during the protest. He was there for, I guess, about an hour just to be safe. The U.S. Secret Service concerned about it, and the family, too, as well, which makes sense. There were hundreds of people that were outside the White House gates on Friday night. And they were a little bit concerned. You know, there's a barrier. I've been to the White House several times, and there's a barrier that's actually near the Treasury Department building, which is next to the White House. But that was penetrated. So people were protesting, and they were getting over that. So they rushed them there to be safe. And it's interesting. It's the same area, if you're curious, the same bunker that the VP was taken to, Cheney, during the September 11th terror attacks that they utilized then. But anyway, how close do the protesters get? I mean, look, the place was on lockdown. You have Secret Service crawling all over the place. And even the president tweeted out a series of tweets saying that he couldn't have felt more safe on Saturday. He said, great job last night by the White House, at the White House, by the Secret Service. They were totally professional, cool. I was inside, watched every move, couldn't have felt more safe. They let the protesters scream and ran as much as they wanted, but they were on top of it. So that's the good news, right? That nothing else could have happened where the White House could have gotten taken over. But I don't think because I've been there several times again, would depend on how much of a crowd you would have, and the barrier would be, I think, would be a pretty decent protection. But again, you could climb over that depending on how many people are. So there's obviously people that are furious. There are peaceful protests. There are people that are saying, listen, my white brother and sister, you are being complicit if you don't stand up when you see injustices. And I agree that when you see something that's wrong, it needs to be pointed out. It needs to be part of what we're having this discussion about. I know that there are a lot of police forces that have done this. That's what is the sucky, crummy, outrageous part of this, because I've seen that. I've been involved in that. I've watched that unfold and work successfully in pulling communities together to look at racism, to look at is there problems with certain people, etc. And obviously with this cop, he was out of control with what happened there, and that shouldn't have happened. And the people around, especially the other cops, sorry, again, I know from so many police officers that I've known over the years that this would be what they would do. It's like tapping out. You pull them off. That's it. That's the whole idea, because everybody wants to come away from those situations safe, not the way that that ended up, not the way that that ended up. So again, protests from Boston to San Francisco, people stealing from stores in broad daylight in Philly, and I mentioned Philadelphia already, California and other places. And that's the sad part, because, I mean, the president did say it there in a little piece of what he said, you're hurting merchants. In some cases, they weren't all big box stores. So all of those people, it hurts them. And what I've seen from people I know that had small businesses in Dallas, they boarded them up after some of the demonstrations were completely peaceful, and police officers participated. Mark Cuban participated in one of them, a very big one, a very heartfelt, amazing protest. And that was worked. But then there had been on Friday where there was more mayhem and there was people throwing things and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, there you go. And as we head into another week, what is it that's going to happen? And you have the reaction of people saying, listen, you know, they're killing our people. That's why we're marching. We're marching through downtown Boston, Philly, San Francisco, Seattle, because we're sick and tired of it. We're sick and tired of this happening. It was definitely triggered off by several things that have gone on recently, especially in 2020. But specifically, I think the match of what happened with George Floyd, which was just so atrocious, and there for everybody to watch and see while he was, you know, calling out for his mother. He was saying he couldn't breathe, and nothing happened, and people just watched, and then it was pumped out immediately for everybody to see. It was so over the top. And now, ultimately, the trigger, I think, for all of this, if there's going to be any kind of sweeping progress or change or conversation that really has some teeth and something attached to it that doesn't involve violence and craziness, I think this is the time. But when you're the mayor of a city and you're trying to say, listen, some of you people, we know that this is jimmy rigged, and some of you are coming here from other places, and, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you're protesting and looting on purpose. You're coming in here and you're running into these stores in Macy's with big bags, like in Long Island, and you're taking away clothing and other goods, and you're smashing store windows. And we know about the setup here. But if the conversation is going to turn, I think the conversation is going to flat out turn on George Floyd. And there are others that we can point to and we've talked about on this show, but I think it really turns here. I have to mention COVID, and then there is the concern. I'm watching protesters. Lots of them had masks, but you think about, hey, we're still in the middle of this pandemic. What happens with the flare-ups with that combined with the protests? Anything? I mean, hopefully not. But confirmed cases, we have now one we have, I'm not confirmed cases, deaths, we have now 105,746. There could be more, but this is the official number as of this leaving my lips, because we know, I hate to say it, it's like the death odometer, and it keeps turning. It churns, right? But it's slowed off in a lot of places, and in other places it's flared up. So, and those recovered, 398,092. Yes, that's how many. So that's recovered. That's recovered, which is, again, very, very good news. Globally, when we look at it, there's over 6 million, almost 6.2 million confirmed cases, 371,700 deaths, recovered 2,637,496 people. So that's the good news. In the United States, well over a million, 1.8 million, in fact, confirmed cases of COVID-19, and that runs the gamut of people who go through some horrible stuff for a couple of days and then come out okay. Others that, you know, they have a confirmed case, and so they're quarantining, etc. That's where that's at. But seeing the protests and then marrying that with the pandemic and plus unemployment and the big question mark that we're all living under, the timing of all of this, it's like the trifecta of trouble, right? For sure. And for the Floyd family, it's like I said, what can you say that could possibly comfort them when you clearly see Officer Chauvin, who now isn't, who's been charged, etc., pressing his knee into George Floyd's neck for several minutes. I mean, more than several minutes. Charged with murder. But what about the other three? And that's what protesters are saying. What about the other three? They watched, and I mentioned what the Minneapolis police chief said, and said the same thing, that silence and inaction mean you're complacent. And that's what he said when he was asked about the other three officers and why they also are no longer with the police force. So then the question becomes, do they get charged with, you know, do they get charged with anything as a result of what happened there? Needless to say, heading into this week, there's a lot brewing, and this is just part of it, but very important. What's the national conversation going to be like? What's happening with curfews and protesters, and what else will happen after all of this rage has spilled out? Does it lead to something viable that we can feel, touch, and change the culture and move in a different direction? And then COVID-19, will we get more confirmed cases? Boy, I hope not. Ooh, I hope not. We're hitting the mailbag next. You had plenty of opinions. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The county attorney involved in the case of George Floyd is asking the state attorney general to get involved. Mike Freeman has gotten plenty of criticism from people who say he no longer has the public trust. This protester in Minneapolis says there's a problem with the system.
There's a few bad apples in the police department. No, it's a culture of bad apples.
A trucker apparently deliberately drove his big rig into a crowd of protesters on an interstate near the downtown. He was beaten by demonstrators, then arrested. None of the protesters were hurt. WCCO TV reporter David Schumann says police were not welcomed in their area.
We have people on the bridge yelling at them. This was a peaceful protest. Everything changed when you showed up. That's when the problem started, people are saying, and they are just frustrated and angry that they feel under attack from the police force.
This is USA Radio News. A number of Target stores are closing due to the protests over the death of George Floyd. USA's John Hunt has more information.
Target announced it will temporarily close approximately 175 stores across the U.S., as many have been at risk of looting. The Minneapolis-based chain said that it was heartbroken by the death of George Floyd, and the pain in his death has rippled through communities around the country. Store closings include more than 30 locations in Minnesota and dozens in states such as California, Illinois, and New York.
New deaths and hospitalizations due to the COVID-19 pandemic in New York have decreased in the past 24 hours, as New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said protests in the city won't affect reopening plans. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state recorded only 56 deaths within the past 24 hours. He also said there could be more COVID cases soon as protesters ignore social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Yes, we are in the mailbag. And so many people, of course, reacting to the violence, talking about also what is going on with the cops and George Floyd, etc., what happened after his death. So let's head there right away. And remember, you can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com, just like that. And 24/7. So this one from David. He says, Kate, listen to the show. I'm disgusted by what I've seen with some of these protesters because I know they're fake, phony, and they just are set up people that are there to try to stir up the violence, whether it's left of left, right of right, as you like to say, or for some other insane reason, like trying to steal stuff. And then there are those that are peaceful and furious, and they should be because they're black men who and women and others who have so many other brothers of from a different mother with different skin color who are concerned about what has happened with some police and the racism that may be rampant in some areas. Obviously, this cop was a racist. It's clear what he did with his knee. Yeah, if I'm going to name call, which, you know, I like to hear the whole story. That's the, whoops, I was almost a lawyer. But I would say, in looking at that video, it's pretty clear, what were you doing? Why did you do that? And why was somebody not pulled off? Why was he not pulled off? Because that could have ended differently. It could have ended differently, right? You think of where we are, some guy floating a really bad 20, supposedly, allegedly, but not in some kind of counterfeit ring, and that's how it ends up. That's how that ends up. I mean, again, it's inexcusable, and that's not a strong enough word. There are just words that don't come easily in this. It's we're at a loss for words for seeing this. We're at a loss for words. That's it. And what he has unleashed, Chauvin, on this country by his actions is huge. In the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a life-threatening pandemic, no less, right? So George Floyd, by the way, and I got this one from Bobby, who says, what happens to George Floyd? I know this is not, this might seem like a weird question, but I heard he wasn't from Minneapolis originally, so what happens to him for a funeral, that kind of thing, Kate? He's from Houston, so he's going back to Houston, and that's where he's going to be laid to rest, and you can just imagine what that service is going to be like, because the outcry is so far and wide across the country. I think it's just going to be jammed. I think it's going to be jammed. All right, there's more relatable things to this. We just kind of picked out a few. This one from Sam I Am. Katie, awful. I know you're a fan of history and of all the things that could happen. My God, defacing historic buildings with all this violence. What is that supposed to lead to? There's no conversation there. Is nothing not sacred? And listen, I think that cop should get the maximum of anything he could possibly get, because there was absolutely no reason for what happened there to happen. That clearly is on his shoulders, and what I understand, he's on suicide watch. They've got him on suicide watch, of course, because of everything that's happening, you know. And who knows his frame of mind. His wife is divorcing him at his house. They were before he was even arrested, there was spray paint, "you murderer," and all these other kinds of things, and people were protesting, although not throwing things through the window or doing anything like that, but they were protesting outside of his house. It's crazy, the beast that's been unleashed. But some are saying, yeah, maybe this is it. Maybe it's about time that there is that conversation that actually is more of the conversation and goes deeper. And people don't sit by and sit on their hands, and they don't reach out and help other people. And that's the thing that was so awful about the Floyd stuff. Clearly preventable. I mean, clearly preventable, right? No gun threat, no crazy wild-eyed, I'm coming at you with anything, machete, or any of that kind of stuff. So why? I mean, you just keep saying that. Why? I'm just going to do a couple more of these and then swing into COVID, because that's the other thing that's on the menu for everybody. This one is from, and this show is about you, because as I say, well, so I do this show for you. What's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine, and guess what? It's really the same right now. So Sam has a friend whose name is Pearl, because that's what she said. Pearl says, Kate, I'm a friend of Sam's. He sometimes emails your show. He told me I should call or email you. So I figured the best way to get you was to email you. And my question is, now what are we going to do about this? What kind of conversation can be had to move this in a different direction so that Floyd doesn't die in vain? You have these protests, but now after the protesting, after Floyd is remembered and he is buried, etc., what is the legacy of all of this? What is the voice? What kind of system is going to change? Well, you said it. We need a voice. We need a unified voice. We need leaders to step up, to change laws, to create some kind of systemic change is what we need. And we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and just be part of the solution, right? Don't you want justice for all? I love being an American. I say this all the time. I've been other places. I think America still and I, my heart bleeds for America. I'm serious. I think America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I'm reading a book called The Splendid and the Vile. And the vile was what was happening in Germany. And it's all about Churchill and the things that happened and what America did to step up and ultimately what happened in Pearl Harbor. And I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. But, again, swelling with pride with what we've done, with things that we have done in this country, with the innovations, with what we saw the astronauts going back into space. And that was Elon Musk, and that was business, and that was business and government working together. And then this horrific thing with George Floyd. I mean, this is the time. We're in the middle of a crisis, the worst crisis most of us have been through, where we don't know what's happening next. So many people have lost jobs, etc. I mean, this is the time to heal. This is the time to be part of the solution. This is the time to do that, to make that happen now, right now, so that we can quell as much as much of the fears and as much of the problems that we've been having, to start chipping away at it and figuring out ways to unite Americans instead of divide Americans. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Hal. And Hal says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to you all the time. I listen in Arizona. I live in Tucson. I love when you give the shout-outs to KVOI because you've been all over Arizona, it sounds like. When all of this clears up, boy, I sure do hope you come to Tucson and do a show because I would love to meet you." So I'm going to stick with COVID. I'm sure everybody's talking about Floyd. It's despicable and horrible, and there needs to be some kind of change, and we know that. I'm not going to solve this with this one email, but the other part of this is the coronavirus and what's happening with COVID-19. Does it look like we may have a vaccine anytime soon? I know this for sure. The ones who are doing, when I say the ones, the companies that are doing the trials, there are 15 companies now that are doing trials. And you have Pfizer and the Pfizer CEO who just said a couple of days ago or a day ago that the vaccine will likely be ready by October this year. But then the question is, you know, how much do you need? Who gets it first? You know, who's going to go be eligible, get it first, et cetera, because how many vaccine doses are they going to have? And Pfizer is working with a German firm for a couple of possible vaccines in Europe and the United States. So like I said, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical companies, medical institutions that are trying to develop this vaccine ever since the pandemic outbreak, actually in December in China. So they've been all over this thing. And they're trying to price it to make it accessible to everyone and to keep the cost down and the supply up. I mean, that's the idea. Because then you got to think, who's getting the vaccine? How many doses? All that kind of stuff. That then becomes the next thing. That comes into play. I talked to someone the other day, just to give you an idea, and her son is not in the middle of the trial, but he knows people that are working, I want to say they're with Pfizer. And the thing will be with the doses, who the frontline workers, the hospital workers, those kinds of people would get that vaccine. And then where do you go? Who are the ones that are eligible to get it first? And then probably last on the list would be some that are older that are home. Because it makes sense. You're gonna go to the people who are out there first. And then, of course, it's about the antibodies, too. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. And if you stop by there, you'll see some of the people that we've had on the show and also a little bit more about the show and what we do and that kind of thing. But whether it's thoughts on COVID-19 or the protests or where we are as a nation or anything else for that matter, lay it on me. So we did have this space thing over the weekend. I'm a space geek when it comes to that kind of stuff with the conversations I've had with astronauts. We're going to Mission Control. You don't want to miss this coming up. Are you under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We just heard it, soft capture. We have docking with the station and Dragon flying 262 statute miles right over the border between northern China and Mongolia.
All right, so if you missed it, boy, you missed something that was pretty special. Bad weather initially postponed the historic NASA launch, but then on Saturday, oh, what a treat to watch what happened. And then eventually, of course, the astronauts dock with the space station, the International Space Station, after the historic launch. Wow. I mean, it was impressive. It was chilling. It really was. And I think a lot of people felt the same way. The way that you, the booster landed and boom, there was the ship and the drone ship. It was just incredible. And at Kennedy for the first time in 9 years to see that crew go off and move forward like that. I mean, we could use some good news, right? So Elon Musk, a little bit emotional. He's not a emotional guy, but kind of overcome with it after the first astronaut launch, because this is something that he'd been working on for a long time, and his company successfully launched astronauts to space, so we didn't have to send our guys to Russia or any of that and hitch a ride and pay a big price tag for that. We just, boom. I mean, there's still a big price tag, but it was Musk combined with government resources, so, you know, you look at that working with NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and Musk said it's 18 years working toward it. I mean, I've worked to this, make this happen for 18 years. So SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket lifts off from a very historic launch complex, 39A, and they carried a Crew Dragon spacecraft with Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley on board, the two experienced astronauts, and they, this is the first private company. I mean, cool, right? This is us. This is American ingenuity to launch astronauts, you know, out into space. And the crew test flight called Demo 2 is the first crewed launch from the U.S. since the space shuttle program ended. This is how long it's been. 2011. So how about that? And then we're weaned off. That weans us off of Russia to fly astronauts after the shuttle program was retired, because that's what I said. That's exactly what we, you know, we're doing. So this is a long time coming. It was very, very exciting to watch it. I think it was cool that the astronauts drove up, you know, in their Teslas, but it was that their kids were right there, and it was wild to, it was wild to see it. It kind of swelled me with pride. I think of when I first got into this biz, and I had the chance to interview John Glenn. He was out at Sandia Labs for something, and they sent me out with because I was television anchor reporter, and I had a chance to interview John Glenn, and I remembered how cool it was and what a great guy he was and how excited I was to talk to someone like him who had gone to space and had the storied career as an astronaut. And him telling me, and I think I've already told this now a couple of times on the air, about what the view was like, because of course we were talking about other things, and I said, you know, I've always wondered what it would be like to see that view, and he said not wondering what it was like was just seeing it was just absolutely incredible. And of course John Glenn went off his last mission. He was 77 years old. He's the oldest person to fly in space and the only person to fly in the Mercury and the space shuttle programs. And he was the oldest and last surviving member of the Mercury 7 until he died at the age of 95 in 2016. And his wife Annie just died, I think it was 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago. So it just reminded me, I think, of the beginning of my career, and then to watch this now come full circle, and to have it be because of a company and the grit to stay in it with everything that you have to go through there and the testing, etc. And boy, we could use some good news, right? So to see this SpaceX Dragon go up was really, really something. It really, really was. Well, on Earth, you got the horrible thing that happened with George Floyd and the protests, and then you've got COVID-19 and tracking that, and where is the virus growing fast, and what's going to happen after these protests? Is that going to kick open the door for more people to come down with the virus? And, you know, we don't know the answer to that, right? We don't know. It's like, you look at, somebody said to me, where's the safest place to be? And, you know, Hawaii. And they're making people quarantine. So they had COVID-19 related deaths in 7 days, in 7 days ending on like May 25th, none, right? And they haven't, there's a lot of people that haven't been tested, granted, but still, this is a state where they're being strangled by the virus in a different sense economically, which is the big concern for so many of us, all of us. But when it comes to people, because of their what they've said with the quarantining, that's made a huge, huge difference. All right, I'm going to pop around with a couple of quick things, too, because obviously we have the protests, we have mayors talking, we have politicizing on both sides of whose fault is it, and is the president tweeting the right kind of tweets out, is he sending the right message, are the cops, do we have massive problems in the system with racism, from sea to shining sea? Are there programs to help that? What's going to happen moving forward conversationally? I've already seen that it has happened, and it is working in police departments, and there are open and valid concerns and conversations between community leaders and police officers. And plus, there's also, by the way, on police forces, more representation. There's more diversity that's happened in the last 10 years in a lot of police forces, not all. Certainly that was one of the questions about Minneapolis, the population and the size of the population and the cries of racism because of the lack of diversity there, but not having a population of very many people of color, and then pointing to that and looking at that. So we know we're going to have lots of these conversations. We're going to have different people on and look at all sides of everything that we could possibly look at, because we like to shake it up. You know that, right? And that's why I was quoted as saying right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, you know, whatever. Have an opinion, care about this country, and stand up and be counted and try to do something to be part of whatever a solution is moving forward. Hey, we talked about the RNC and whether or not they're going to be in Charlotte for their convention. The RNC set Wednesday as their deadline coming up in a couple of days for the convention response. So what are they going to say about the this is a big decision. So the North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has to decide whether the state can fully accommodate the convention in August or not. And the chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, who doesn't suffer fools or back down easy, is saying, you know, this we need to know. Because the president disagreed with Cooper on whether the convention was going to be full-fledged or not. And he said, if it's not full-fledged, forget about it. And it's supposed to be kicking off in August the 24th in Charlotte, but now they don't want the coronavirus-related restrictions on attendance or hotel or restaurant capacity or any of that. And so you're talking about a convention with about 20,000 delegates and others. It may end up moving. That's another stay tuned. There are other states who are saying, we'll take it, Florida being one of them, another one being Texas. Thanks for listening. Hug the people you're with, for goodness sake, and remember, we are all in this together. Mahalo, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.